passing over me. Why has seen no ear has heard, no heart could fully know.
You beautiful.
you walk in freedom, if you bear His name, sing the song forever to the land.
If you've been
forgiven, if you've been redeemed, sing the song forever to the land.
Sing, I walk in freedom.
I walk in freedom, and I'll bear His name. Sing the song forever to the land.
We'll sing the song forever and amen, and the angels cry, holy, O creation,
thank you.
By asking us, why do we gather here every Sunday? And I'll give you two reasons. One is we gather here because of who He is. And Colossians 1 tells us that He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For everything was created by Him in heaven and on earth. The visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. So the first reason we gather is to worship Jesus because of who He is. He's the creator of all things and all that He has done. And the second reason, this is from my reading yesterday, which is John chapter 3, verse 27, John 3, 27, where John responded, "No one can receive anything unless it has been given to him from heaven." All right? Now think about this. Everything that we have, our health, our intellect, our assets, our talents, our money, our family, everything has been given to us by the Lord. Yeah, we've received it from Him. And many of these things, if not most of these things, will all disappear one day. Yeah, we're growing older, our strength, we'll lose our strength, and one day we will leave this place. But for a while, we're given all these things to richly enjoy. And so we come here and acknowledge and say, "Jesus, everything I have is from you, Lord. You know? And I'm coming here out of a heart of thankfulness to say, Lord, it's you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen." Amen. So I just want to encourage us. If you have a word this morning, a scripture, a prayer, a prophecy, anything, you know, let's bring it together and bless the body.
While we were worshiping, I seen an altar over here, and I seen aroma raising up to heaven while we were singing the last song. And after that, I just seen like how in Zoom meeting you see those images of people. So there were 4 or 5 boxes, and I seen a crib, I seen a kitchen counter, I seen an office table with registers and laptops, computers and all of that, and I seen a classroom, and I seen an altar in all those places and an aroma raising up to heaven. So I just felt that in every area of our life, no matter where we are, what we are doing, our life has to be a replication of worship to God. So yeah.
Christ be magnified in our lives, yes? Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ beside me. That is our prayer, and that should be our life. Yeah, that was a prayer by St. Patrick, actually. But this song says, when every creature finds its inmost melody, and every human heart its native cry, oh, then in one enraptured hymn of praise, we'll sing, "Christ be magnified." Lift high the name of Jesus. Christ be magnified. You know, and I think that's the picture that Hazel had, that Christ is not just magnified here on Sunday, but He is magnified, you know, in all of our life. Everything, our work, our kitchen, whatever it is we're doing, wherever we are, whatever conversations we have, may Christ be magnified. As I was meditating on this, and I've been thinking about this a lot, because partly I am writing my second book, and it's a passage from there, as I was meditating on "Blessed Are the Merciful." And I said, I cannot write this chapter, God, because it is so difficult when you are living anything but being merciful, you know, and you're just convicted at a daily basis. You may say, what? You, Nawaz? Yes, me, Nawaz, you know. And I'm reminded of the 2 instances in Scripture where 2 people were forgiven much, but there were different responses. And there's the parable of the unforgiving servant. And we all know that he was forgiven millions. Okay, let's use millions, because everybody understands that. And then he goes to throttle someone for 100 rupees or $10. And he is anything but merciful. Did he not encounter mercy? Of course he encountered. So then what went wrong? The earwax. If you don't know what I'm talking about, should have been there yesterday. You know, it went through some bad filters. He did not fully understand gratitude. He felt entitled. And then you have the woman who was forgiven much. And what was her response? She broke the alabaster jar. She gave everything to Jesus. There was gratitude. There was weeping. There was mourning over her sin. She was poor in spirit. And she knew she needed God. She needed God. And she came in full abandon to him. And I wonder where we are in these two stories. You know, that's between you and God. No show of hands, no nothing. You know, you and God. You know, sometimes you vacillate. You're the one with the alabaster jar, and sometimes you're the one who wants to extract that pound of flesh. We've all been there. And I'll put both hands up, you know. And to say, but God, when I encounter your cross again, I am reminded of how much I have been forgiven. And that I have been forgiven infinite, because it's also my future sins. And I don't know what madness I'm going to do in the next 20 years, but it's all covered in the cross. Yeah? Isn't he good? Isn't he lovely? Isn't he beautiful? And if you're saying, God, I magnify you a little bit, but I'd like to magnify you some more, then let's make that our prayer this morning. Christ be magnified. Yeah? Were the whole earth echoing his eminence, his name would burst from sea to sky and from rivers to mountain tops. We'd hear, Christ be magnified. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give that one last burst of praise to Jesus. He is worthy.
No, Christ be magnified. Let us praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified. Let his praise arise. Christ be magnified in me. Oh, Christ be magnified from the altar of my life. Christ be magnified in me.
Let us come to the table of the Lord in the presence of my enemy. Let us lift up the cup and break the bread. Let us remember.